Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Wright. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Carl Fisher. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting second. The shortstop, Aussie Bluge. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jake Powell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cliff Bolton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Link. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ed Link. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL juggles the ball. That's an error on QL. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes bunts towards the mound. Link fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Dykes moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Bonura reaches third base with a triple. Dykes scores. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Leon Pettit now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bonura scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bolton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Schult. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive towards second. Meyer catches it and steps on second to double up Radcliffe. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Schult moves to second. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton takes first base on ball 4. Meyer scores. Schult moves to third. Travis moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Leon Pettit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettit is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult scores. Travis scores. Bolton moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bludge hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pettit fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynisch hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher bunts towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyer covering, for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Bolton and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell is hit by the pitch. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wright throws to second for one, and Appling throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Bolton moves to second. Two outs. Fred Sington pinch hits for Leon Pettit. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Powell. Haas reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Haas scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, White Sox. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. QL bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bludge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a fly ball towards center. Powell catches it and throws to first to double up Simmons. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Right fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bolton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Bolton reaches second base with a double. Powell moves to third. Red Kress pinch hits for Jack Russell. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Belvin now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright strikes out. two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bluch fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bluch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jocko Conlon now playing center field. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bolton hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry pinch hits for Belle Bean. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.